Few creatures evoke as much fear and dread as the great white sharks that populate California's coastal waters, from Mendocino south to Monterey. Yet a recent study of the predators, which can be up to 20 feet long, has found you need to do is back away slowly,
says
Barbie Hoffman, the now semi-retired founder of a snake rescue center in Sonoma. There's no reason, she says, to kill or harm the snake.
This is really the first empirical estimate that we've had of white sharks anywhere in the Northeast Pacific, and our estimate is specific to the subpopulation off of Central California.
Taylor Chappell led the survey as a postdoctoral researcher at UC Davis.
We'd go out to the Farallon Islands and to Mullis Point, where we know sharks normally aggregate in the fall, and we'd put a decoy out on the surface, a seal decoy. The sharks would see it, they'd become interested and come to the surface. Once they came to the surface, we were able to get digital photographs of the dorsal fins. And each of those dorsal fins is unique to an individual. And we could look at each fin photograph and say, this is a certain individual, and we've seen this individual in 2006 or in 2007. So we take that information and put it into some statistical models and come up with an estimate of the population.
Two kinds of tracking devices were also used to follow the shark's movements and give their population estimate greater accuracy. But Chappell says it's only a snapshot and doesn't reveal much about the overall state of the species.
We don't know if that's a lot. This is a point estimate. This is our first real information about the population size. So we don't have any gauge, really, if this is a population that's increasing or decreasing. It's a one point in time. So we're hoping that in the years to come, we'll have an idea of whether this population is increasing or decreasing.
In fact, there are a lot of things about white sharks that remain unknown.
Information about lifespan and gestation periods or where or when they mate. There isn't empirical evidence backing it up. We have some evidence that gives us an idea, and then we can draw conclusions from that. We do know that sharks off the Farallon Islands.
Like the various other reptile rescue centers across Northern California, Hoffman advocates capturing and relocating unwelcome rattlers. It's a far better response than destroying, she says, which is something she worries is happening more and more due to some deep-seated cultural attitudes among agricultural workers. And Hawaii that researchers have dubbed the Shark Cafe.
We think that they're out in the White Shark Cafe and they're mating based on mating scars and the timing of their pupping, but we don't have the opportunity to be there to actually view it to definitively say that's what they're doing out there.
There could also be a preferred food source there, hence the cafe reference. But while studying shark behavior in the mid-Pacific is extremely difficult, Chappell says studying them in captivity has proven impossible.
There's been a pretty grim history of trying to keep adult white sharks. They've tried to keep them at SeaWorld and other places, and they have a tendency to bang into the sides. They pick up magnetic or electric signals coming from outside of the tank so that the sharks have been prone to injure themselves. It's also very difficult to get them to eat in captivity.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
Predator in captivity.
The Pacific white sharks are one of three genetically distinct groups of those sharks worldwide. The other two are found in the waters around South Africa and Australia. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.